Flying into Alicante by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. From up there, the earth had looked bare and dead. But as the plane loses altitude, it robes itself in colors. The woods spread out their quilts. The hills and valleys rise and fall in waves, like someone breathing. A mountain over which he flies swells like some recumbent giant's breast, almost grazing his wingtip. Now close, like a torrent under a bridge, the earth begins its mad acceleration. The ordered world becomes a landslide as houses and villages are torn from the smooth horizon and swept away behind him. The landing strip of Alicante rises, tilts, then steadies into place. The wheels graze and then grind into it as on a whetstone. As Bernis climbs out of the cockpit, his legs feel heavy. For a second, he closes his eyes, his head still full of sky and the roar of his engine, his limbs still quivering from the vibrations of his machine. Then, entering the office, he slowly sits down, pushes aside the inkwell and several books, and pulls the flight plan for plane 612 towards him. Toulouse, Alicante, 5 hours, 15 minutes flying time. Motor, nothing to report. Plane, slight tilt to starboard. He lays down the pen and thinks, I'm tired, as the same vision hovers before his gaze. An amber light falling on a radiant landscape, meadows and well-ploughed fields. A village off to the right, to the left a tiny flock of sheep, and covering them all, the blue vault of heaven. A house, thinks Bernis. He remembers having felt, with a sudden certitude, that this countryside, this sky, this earth, were all built like a mansion, a well-ordered family mansion. Everything so vertical. No lurking danger, no flaw in the oneness of this vision, in the oneness of a landscape within which he is safely lodged.